In this episode or epic sound of the podcast, I go over many questions I had about the saga with Jim. In 2020, Jim's health was failing, but he was eager and fighting hard to give out the Box Saga, the only authentic, living, first and last oral tradition of the heathen people, with his every last breath. I provide these recordings in podcast format today, years later, after they were made. These recordings of Jim were not made with the purpose of making a podcast, so please excuse any audio quality issues they may have. I make these available to the world for those who are interested in the saga and may have the same questions I did. People who are not familiar with the Box Saga may not find this episode interesting, as it wouldn't make any sense to them.
You are listening to Ephemeral Radio.
The alternative.
Techno-pagan of the end of history.
I'm always trying to think about, so I see the eight powers and I look at the big thing, and you know, across these all these other shamanism and paganism, is they seem to have the four directions. Some of them have eight or nine elements. So I'm like, oh, well, eight powers, eight elements. So you try to connect the dots to your fleet.
That's, yeah, I don't know. The only thing I know about the eight is the eight powers. I'm not going to try to connect it with anything else. I can connect it with the eight powers. That's what it's called. So if I try to start connecting the eight powers to something else, then I'm making a Jim saga. And I can't do that.
Right. Well, I mean, I understand, like, you can't change the saga, of course, but like you could do your own thing. You.
I can't. I have to stay as close as I have to.
Of Jim Chisner, back from dead.
I can make mistakes.
You will be obsolete in the next.
I cannot add to the saga.
Yeah, but I mean,
personal opinion, whatever. In other words, if I'm speaking about saga, then I'm going to tell it how I got it from Eeyore.
Right.
Talk about something else, then I can tell it how Jim thinks about this or that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the saga, I can't start to change it at all. That's one of my biggest peeves. That's why I'm pissed off at all these people who want to add all their bullshit and make their story to be half the saga and half their story. Their story doesn't mix with the saga.
They could say, like, okay, this is the saga, and then this is what I'm doing over here, you know. I'm trying to develop something from it. I'm not saying this is part of the saga. I'm saying this is what I'm developing because of the saga. I mean, it's one mix.
That they could do. But, like the game, what little bit I looked at these three guys starting to play the game, I can see the board. When I get finished with you, I'm going to go back and watch that whole video to see what that fucking game is that they made. But it's the theme of the thing, it has nothing to do with the saga. It's the theme of the thing is their own.
Yeah.
You know, and they just use the Hell Saga. You know, they use the saga as a starting point, but then they just made it their own bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know where to draw the line.
And this, I don't like.
I mean, if they...
Well, I know where to draw the line. Yeah, there's no qualms in my brain about where to draw the line. People shouldn't mix their bullshit with the saga. That's just how it is.
But then you're saying you can still take things from the saga and then and be inspired by it and move in that direction while you're doing. I mean, how do you separate the two? I mean, it's like you let the saga fertilize what you're doing, but you don't contaminate the original source. That's where I draw the line. That's what I would make sense.
When somebody puts the saga out in an untrue form.
Right. That's contaminating the saga.
It's contaminating the saga. And that's what I see these people are doing. They're putting it out in an untrue. They didn't investigate the story well enough before they started doing what they did. And they just had their own ideas about this and this, and then they had got a couple ideas from the saga, and they just mix them all together. And then, if they hadn't used the Hellbach saga as the game name, I wouldn't, they'd just call it Hell. But that's one thing. But they didn't. They used Bach saga Hell. So they've actually watched what I've had to say, and then they fucking changed it all from what I said. So that fucking kind of irritates me when people start changing my words.
Well, maybe they weren't trying to misquote the saga. Maybe they were just saying, this is the saga, and this is some dumb game that we made. It's not the saga, but it's some dumb game that we were just exploring.
The name of the game is Hell the Last Saga. And one of the guys actually has Bach written there. So it comes from the Bach saga. They listened to some fucking tapes of me and Michelle, and they just came up with this game and made their medieval, Hollywood bullshit fucking story, I don't know. It's on your link. If you look it up, you can find it. It's on a scroll. If you scroll down, you'll see the Hell Saga game.
Yeah. Well, that's like trying. I understand what you're saying there, because what they're doing is they're basically commercializing your story and trying to repackage it to make money. But if what I do is what I'm thinking is completely different. I do breathing practices. I want to do some astrology thing, and then I'm going to see if I can learn this saga, and I'm not going to charge anything. I'm not going to do anything commercial with it. I just try to put it out there like the way you do. And if there's some connection, what I'm talking about, this thing sounds like a word, maybe from root, maybe I'll just say something like that. That's about it. I'm trying to connect maybe some symbols, but I'm not going to go back and say this is the saga. I'm completely separate. I don't need to do that. And I just like connecting things. I just want to think of it.
Yeah, people are going to do what they do. Like I said, there'll be actually some good stuff that comes out of this. These idiots who really fucking fucked up. But there will be some good that comes out. There'll be 5 or 10 or 50 people. They'll actually go and look through the Bach saga.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to be. I'm just like, this is...
I'm just saying that even if people put fuck-ups on the fucking YouTube,
yeah,
it still brings other people into the story, even though it's a fuck-up.
Yeah, it does.
So,
Yeah, I wouldn't ever... I don't know. I think it would be cool if they somehow recreated it in virtual reality, some kind of like 100 million years ago paradise that you could walk through. That would be cool. I would love to see it. But I wouldn't say, oh, this is the saga right here. Here it is. I would say, no, this is from the fucking oral tradition. And we're trying to recreate something, like we're forensically recreating a crime scene. We're trying to do blah, blah, blah. This is what we're getting it from. This is our work. See what it's... But if you say this is...
If somebody made a movie of the saga, it'd have to go on the porn station.
Yeah. Well, that would be... It would be cool.
And then nobody want to watch it because it's not really fucking nasty sex. No, so nobody even watch it. But it would be too much. You couldn't put it on YouTube because the kids could see it. In one of my videos... I don't say that every 7-year-old boy should drink his sperm. I don't say that. But I do say that in the times of the saga, every boy was taught by his father to drink his own sperm every day of his life.
Yeah.
Just saying that, they could put me in prison in America.
What? Really? Wow.
I'm telling fucking 7-year-old boys they should drink their own sperm. Are you kidding me? Fuck.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they could fucking... That's,
What, they could say, like, you're a pedophile or something?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they could make you a sex offender. For just saying.
I don't know.
That the boy should not put away, he should drink his own sperm. 7 years old, that's what you should do. That's why I didn't say that you should do it. Just said that's what I thought. So you can take it any way you want to.
Yeah, I guess they could say, oh, you're trying to, like, I don't know what they call it. They could say, oh, you're trying to, like, sexualize a child or something. I don't know.
There's a law against.
But you're not. You're just saying fucking. Yeah, but they would just completely lie and get you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy. If you say anything about sex connected with, you know, a minor or something. But then they have all this other shit that's going on. They do have pedophilia right there on YouTube, and they don't give a shit about it.
Sure, I mean, you know.
It's really weird. I don't even understand it. I mean, they have... But anyway, it's... Yeah, I mean, drinking your own body fluids, you'd have to go far. But if you got in the right courtroom, yeah, somebody will probably say, oh, he's guilty.
Yeah, no. I could go to prison for you. That's, like I said, that's why I didn't say you should do this.
Yeah, I guess so.
Then that would have been, I just said that it was a practice that we were taught a long time ago.
What if you just say it's an immune system practice, it keeps you healthy?
The immune story is a big story. If you don't understand about, didn't I explain this immune, how it worked?
Yeah, I mean, it's the drinking of the sea.
Yeah, no, let's, here we go. We have a disease called Ebola. It is Ebola. It's a bad disease. I mean, it hits a village and wipes out half the people. And they rot. They fucking, their guts rot out of them. I mean, it's a horrible way to die. You just turn to liquid. But in this village, half the people live. They don't get it. Fuck, their whole fucking family got it. But in 12 people in their family died from it. But four guys, they didn't get it. And they're in the same house. So they have immunity to the Ebola. There's a guy over in China. His whole family got typhoid fever. He didn't get it. He's immune to it. He has the immune for typhoid. There's another family in South America. The typhus. He can't get typhus. The whole village got typhus. He didn't get sick. There's another kid over here. The whole village got measles. He didn't get measles. He's immune to it. So all, if you take the sperm of all these men on the planet and you mix them in the, you mix them with tour. It's called a mixture. And you take all these antibodies from these guys that couldn't get Ebola, the guy who couldn't get typhus, the guy who couldn't get, and you mix them. Then you make a serum that the immune system for all diseases on the planet is in the sperm. So when you have the whole billions of men offering all their immunes to the All-Father, and then it's coming back down again, this is what created the immune system. It doesn't work without all the men on the planet. You need all the men offering, and then it works, because then you have all the diseases, the immunity to every disease there is.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But that's how it works. The system is a huge system. It requires billions of men. Billions.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But it's also, isn't it also their own drinking that keeps them?
Well, that's what keeps it preserved. In other words, the knowledge is in the sperm. That's how the All-Father, the first brain, that's how he got the language. On his seventh birthday, the son gave to the father, pair, and gave to the mother, sperma, sperma. The son gave to, and pair, Frey was the first pair, and Freya was the first ma. She was the first mother on the earth. So the son gave to this father and this mother through the seed in his balls on his seventh birthday. He got Osir, Bavori, Seychera, Day Dog. He got the sound system. It was a gift from the son to these first mother, the first pair, and the first ma. It was in the sperma. And in this was the plan for the planet. This told them about how to build the sperm tree, how to make a human race from the sperm, and how to give it out and collect it back, and how to make a whole immune system. So when the father was given the baptism to the child, he was given knowledge through his seed, but he was also given the immune system to his child. That's why they baptize the children. The sperm, when you baptize with sperm, when two guys cross sperms, they cross the knowledge. The knowledge is in the sperm. Not only the brain, it's in the sperm too. That's how we got language. We got the first language through the sperm. That's how the knowledge came to the human race, through the sperm, through the North Star. That's the E with a dot above it. And that's the E is when you put the E into the moon is the mouth, and that little dot flies out, that's the sperm, that's the knowledge, the North Star. So the whole thing was by trading sperm with other men, you are getting their knowledge, their inside knowledge, not just sex, not just an orgasm, you were actually getting their knowledge, what was in their brain. And they had collected from other guys. Who had collected from other guys, who collected from other guys. So you could drink from one guy and get the knowledge of 500 guys if they in one system. Today, we don't have any concept of that. We have no concept of it. But this is how it was. The knowledge was in the sperm. Today, everybody's just throwing the sperm away one shot at a time. There goes. So they're just throwing their knowledge away.
That's interesting. It's the immune system.
Yes, so it takes billions of men to make the immune system. Billions. But when you mix all these sperms together, then you have the serum, you have the elixir, you have the, you can't get sick stuff.
I was just thinking of a word. I don't know if it's in roots or not, but I was just thinking, what did you think about it? The word monastery.
Moon.
Yeah, moon is the first thing, I think. Not, would it be knowledge or?
Stare.
St, like maybe star, or
it could be like stare, to stare at something, or I don't know. You know, I don't know where that word comes from, monastery.
Yeah.
It could be some kind of Catholic word. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
In root, there is no monastery in root, I don't think.
Oh, really?
No, because a monastery is a church.
Yeah, but before that, maybe it was something like a place.
Pagans had temples.
Yeah.
We didn't have synagogue, we didn't have mosque. We have temples, sun temples, moon temples.
I was thinking of maybe you could convert to a place like a monastery where you tell about the moon and the sun, like we could story, maybe starry story. you tell of the saga, or you tell the story there. People, like professional storytellers, live there.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a problem with that because I don't know if it's rude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Estuary is like mystery too. Estuary, mystery.
Yeah, Aries.
Estuary, Terry. Terror for them. Terror means the earth, the terrain.
Oh yeah, Terra.
Terras. Terras.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Monastery is not a root name, so.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, it has moon and has sun. Moon S the sun.
And story.
Stay.
Kind of.
I don't know. I'm not going to put stereo story, no. I don't know. I'd have to look it up, but I don't think it's a root word, though. I think it's a...
It probably is, but pretty kind of cool. Yeah, it looks like one of my questions. The only other question I had is we already kind of talked about it, but mainstream media. I don't know why I wanted to ask you about that. What did you think about mainstream media? We didn't even talk about that.
I think that, you know, I used to watch 4 hours a day, every day, of news. I think that it lets me know what's going on the planet. I check in every morning. First thing I do, I check three news stations. I check RT, Russian television. I check Al Jazeera, the Muslim. And I check BBC, the Western, to see what the stories of the day are, so I can keep up with what's going on. Yeah, a lot of stuff you just can't believe. I mean, you know.
It's all negative news. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. There's, again, conditioning. There was a guy who made a newspaper who wrote only good stories, happy stories, and nobody wanted to buy it. So I think we've been conditioned since we were kids that we're supposed to expect negative in the news. You know, if you opened up a newspaper and everything was just about a little puppy that got saved and the woman who, you know, lost her credit card, but she found it, you know, and it was just all like news, good news. I think people, we're just not conditioned. We want to hear the shit that's happening. I do. I love to watch the chaos on the planet. I love to watch it. It's like, fuck, I laugh my ass off at it. I laugh every time I see the chaos. Not all of it.
I'm so damn sick of it. And I'm so fucking tired of it. I think you're going to look at it. It's just everybody hates everybody. It's just a fucking mess.
I've seen their whole little game is falling apart. And we're all waiting for that to fall apart. We're all waiting for this fucking bullshit to fall apart. So every time this establishment, this power that be, makes another stupid fucking thing, I just have to laugh at them. I mean, I just have to laugh at them.
I think this virus is very suspicious myself.
Well, I don't, you know, the virus isn't a virus. You know, I don't think it was made by anybody. I think it's just something that came from nature.
Maybe.
What they really should do it is they should just let everybody walk around and do what the fuck they want to do and just let the fucking ones that die, die. That's what these are for.
That's what I just did today. I'm not walking. I'm not wearing a mask anymore. I'm done. We'll see. It's fucking terrible. I think they need to open the damn
board. Yeah, see, I can't afford.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just go do what you're going to do.
Well,
I
got my practice and fucking you taught me the shit and I'm fine. I'm not worried about it. I think that shit works.
See, if I get it, I'm dead. If you get it, you could probably come out of it.
I think you got your system. It's going to work anyway.
Oh, no. I've got this. I live on this. My lungs, I can't walk from here to the kitchen. I have to stop before I get to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's only 15 feet. So my lungs are gone. But, you know, another thing, too, that didn't make any difference. But anyway, no, you know, just go out and do what you're going to do. Fuck it. Let the ones get sick, and the ones who die, die. And then in the end, you'll have the ones that survive. And that's how it's really made.
It's just they're going to use.
That's what it's really.
They're just using this shit to shut everything down and then and get bigger government. And, you know, I don't even know if they're going to let us.
No, they're doing it because. You have to do something.
I agree with that, yeah. But after two weeks, fucking.
Yeah, you know, they were hoping it would just go away in 3 weeks, and then, but it didn't. And now it's this. And now it still goes on. The world economy is about to crack. It's about to fucking crack. I mean, they're just printing up fucking money, giving it away because nobody's got anything. Nobody's got a job. People are getting so far behind on their bills, credit cards. They're spending money they don't have. This is going to leave the planet. And I've been watching this. What's happening in India? Because you know, India is like my second home. And there's been all these millions and millions of people. When I first went to India, Bombay had 2 or 3 million people. Now it's 15 or 20 million. Just in a few years. What happened is all these people from all these small villages all over India, they migrated to the cities for day labor. And they all came from little small villages all over the place. And of course, when they got to the city, they had to just build a slum piece of black plastic house because they couldn't afford an apartment or anything in Bombay or Delhi or Calcutta or something. So over these last 30 years, millions of people have come to the cities, and now they do all the factory work, they do all the building, they do all the shit jobs, these people. For $4 or $5 a day. Now, they don't have jobs. And the rich people they were working for don't want to give them anything. And they're sitting there and they can't even afford to fucking eat. They've been the slaves to the rich people in the cities. And now the rich people are just saying, fuck you. There's no jobs. You just have to wait until the jobs come back. We're not going to give you anything. They're not doing like... So these people are just going, fuck this. Fuck living in this fucking slums in Calcutta or Bombay. And they're just leaving the city. Millions and millions of people are just, the trains are all, the trains aren't running, the buses aren't running because the lockdown. They just put all their shit on their head. Kids, old women, all, and they're just walking back to the villages. Lines of people, millions of people walking out of the cities in India right today, walking back to their villages. And they did an interview with some of these people. We'll never go back to the city. So these people, even if the shit clears away, they're not going to go back to the cities. They're tired of living there. They'd rather live poor in the country than poor in the city. So there's not going to be the workers to do the cheap labor. All these, it's going to be a disaster for these cities in India. They're not going to have any of the people who chop the vegetables and the people who do this and do all this shit for the people, who take care of the hotel rooms, and they're not going to be there anymore.
Well, it's interesting this happens. Like, I don't know, for me, from my perspective, I mean, I'm not important, but I heard about the saga right about the same time when this all started happening. And then I'm thinking, you know, what is a virus anyway? A virus is a parasite. Parasite, paradise. Maybe this is connected. I don't know.
Well, as Eeyore said, every living thing is a parasite. You know, we're living off the land, so we're parasites to the planet. When we die, the worms, the bacteria and stuff, they'll live off of us until we're gone. So everything is eating off of something else if you're alive. So the humans, everything is a parasite. Parasite. Parasite.
What is seat? What does that mean? Is that
a root also? Seat. Seat.
C-W-S-E.
Could be S and eat is eat. Pair of the raw, eat the sperm, eat the seat.
Seat.
The paradise. The paradise. The paradise. The father, pa, and ra, the son, d. The son. The paradis, they d, they drink from the sun.
Right, right. What about also paradisa? Is that wrong? Disa, like the wife?
Disa is
the second wife of the breeder woman.
Oh, it's not a wife. It's
it's just the breeder. Or
the stepmother for the Rousset family. But that's spelled Disa.
D-I-S-A.
I think it's spelled different. It's not spelled D-E. I think it's spelled D-A-S. Desa. Or if it is Desa, it could have something to do with the D's. I don't know. You D the sun? I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, apparently, second paradise is coming. I mean, you're there excavating this temple. I mean,
of course, the Jerusalem, if to a Jew, is the end of the world. Your temple is called Jerusalem. So
they're talking about this Temple Mount in Jerusalem. You ever heard them talking about the Temple Mount?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know much about it. I mean, I'm not perfect with it, but I understand.
Today, the Muslims have a mosque on the Temple Mount. Mm-hmm. And the Jews are freaking out because they want the top of this hill to build their temple. But the Muslims are already there. They call it the Temple Mount, but actually the Temple Mount is the temple that's in the mountain. That's the lemon kind of temple.
Right, right, right. The real, you know.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I mean, the chakras can fix everything. You can't fix.
You could theoretically open this thing this year. I mean.
Well, we've got the corona now. We have a real problem because we got all these people ready to go. I've got friends everywhere ready to go. They want to be there right now.
Yeah.
But nobody,
I want to be there.
Nobody can go in or leave Finland.
I mean, if you ever get back up there again, it'd be great.
I can't ever go back. I'm the rest of my life. I just have to stay here because I can't travel anymore. I can't breathe.
Maybe it's all the food. Maybe you got another decade.
No, the life expectancy of this disease I have is 8 years, and I've already had it 10. So I'm actually, and I, even it's 8 years if you stop smoking, and I didn't stop smoking. I still, there's a cigarette right there.
Yeah, you can do it, man. I mean, you want to do these exercises? I got some lung exercises.
No, you know, I.
They're easy. Super easy. Make an S sound. Supposed to vibrate your lungs and clear it out.
I did pranayama for years, so I know about the breathing exercises. I know about breathing through the nose, through one nostril, through the other nostril, breathing in and out.
Chinese.
I know about breathing.
Chinese is a little different, but yeah, I mean, you imagine like a white light on your lungs and you make an S sound. You imagine all the sick coming
out. But you don't understand. I have 20% lung capacity right now. 20%. I can't. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
I know what's happening. So.
We have a practice.
All right. I'm gonna go try to eat something here. I'm kind of getting hungry.
All right. Good. Well, thanks for the talk. Really great this talk with you.
Whenever you want, any day you want to call. I mean, I'm just sitting here, so you know we can just bob all you want to.
All right. Great.
All right, buddy.
You have a good one. Talk to you soon.
As they do here in Hawaii, they call this shaka. It means hang loose.
Nice. Good.
You know what? In Italian, in Italy, means I'm fucking your wife.
A different idea there.
In Texas, it's a longhorn steer.
Yeah, or it's I love you, I think. Maybe that's I love you.
Something like that. Oh, it's two steers.
Yeah.
There's two. Here's the head here, and there's the two horns.
Yeah. Well, the Chinese believe if you just smile, to a place that anything is bothering you, you just smile to it, helps it. Try that, maybe.
Yeah, well, they can believe whatever they want to. I can smile all I want to, but my chest is what it is. So, you know,
right.
You know, I'm just not a believer.
Yeah,
I do everything I can to get rid of every belief that anybody tries to put in my head or anyone I already have in there. My goal in life is to die with no belief, all understanding, complete understanding, not one belief. That's what I want to die. And I don't have a whole lot of belief left in me. But to be that, you have to be a very big skeptic. You can't take anybody. You have to question every fucking thing you hear, because most people, they don't mean to tell shit, but they're telling shit.
Yeah,
it's like the powers that be. I don't know that they really want to. They're not deliberately lying to us. They just don't know the truth themselves.
Okay. I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that. I think they're probably just, I don't think they're perfect people either, but I don't think they probably know half of what they're talking about. They're probably unintentionally lying to us, yeah.
Yeah, they're unintentionally lying. All right. I'm going to go eat.
Cool. Well, you have a good one, man.
Have a good one.
That's looks like a couple ounces there.
We got like 6 or 7 ounces in
there. Is it like a indica or a?
They're hybrids.
Hybrid, yeah.
Sativa indica crosses.
Yeah,
this one plant here I've been growing for 12 years.
Wow.
Just keep taking cuttings from it and making more cuttings.
Yeah, that's amazing. I tried cloning, well, not cloning. I tried just moving a tree, a little sprout, just a tiny little sprout. Didn't want me to move it, so I don't know what I'm doing yet. It's tricky, but I guess you know what you're doing. I know there's like some kind of hormone you're supposed to add to the root in order to get it not to die out on you.
Yeah, it's called Super Thrive.
But the
Super Thrive.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that. Super Thrive, yeah.
Then when he transplanted like that, he had to put it in the shade because it can't take the.
Oh, is that it? What happened? Yeah, that's what it seemed like, because I put it right in the sun, and it didn't like that.
No, not at all. It'll die straight away. You got to put it in a shady underneath a tree somewhere and let it sit there for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you can start to pull it back out in the sun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, most of the sprouts are living underneath trees anyway, so I don't think they want full sunlight.
Well, it's just roots like that. I mean, if the same, okay, but when you pull the roots up, you have bare roots, you know, the little plant goes in a shock.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to pull the roots out, but I had to move it, so I just decided, oh, I'll just try planting it somewhere else. It didn't.
Yeah, best thing there is you get a shovel and you dig around and you try to get as much of the root out with a big plug of dirt, and then you can just transfer it. If you just pull it out of the dirt and you have a bare root, you got to use 10 or 11 care with it.
That makes sense. But you say even if you do that, you want to keep it out of the sun, right?
Yeah.
For a couple of weeks. Yeah, maybe I'll just put it in a pot next time. Sounds like a good idea. I tried putting some covering over it, but it wasn't happening. It wasn't impressed. I watered the crap out of it too. I just know. Ah, man. Yeah, I wrote down a crap load of questions. I don't know where to start because they're probably not organized, but I think I was thinking about this one earlier today, but I guess I forgot again the answer. The difference between Seppo and Sampo. Seppo is the king, right? And Sampo's Frey.
Yeah.
Okay. So I already knew that. Seppo is the Ra and the Urs.
Also, Seppo is a common name in Finland today. I have a couple of friends named Seppo.
Oh, wow. And then And then the Maya is the Svan or...
No.
I mean, the Maya is the May.
But she, Maya's born.
Right, she doesn't become a swan. That's the breeder, right?
Yeah.
That's the living kind of. So swan is like the virgin, and then Jotsen is like...
No, the Maya is the virgin.
Okay.
Because swan, she's making 12 children. Okay. 12 boys, 7 girls, so she's definitely not virgin. She's virgin when she comes, but not when she's the mother.
Okay, so Jotun's just the other, this is the Bond language.
That means swan in Finnish language.
Oh.
Jotun.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. See, my screen is so small. Oh, this kind of connects together. I'll just ask this one first. Like, why do you have any idea why they picked the 12th son to be the breeder instead of like anyone else? Like, why 12? Because it's a 12 base number system, but. Why not just do somebody else? Why 12 exactly? Any idea?
That's what the information in the sperm gave to them. That's, you know, that's everything that they did was the information that they got from the seed, from the alphabet, from the language. And the Osler had a 12 system and the Bonner had a 10 system. So for the Bonner, for the Osler, they used a 12.
Wow. Maybe it's based on the time. We have 12 hours a day. I don't know.
We have 12 hours, 12 months.
12 months, yeah. And then I assume, like, the other idea, the Tur and the Tura or the Tyra. If you're a female, you're Tura or Tyra. And if you're male, you're Tur. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not real acquainted with all that, but yeah, I mean.
Are they like brother and sister? Or are they like, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, they're all brothers. Everybody in the Rougette family are brothers and sisters.
Okay, so they're like in between 1 and 12, and they're called Tur?
No, those are called Sulbuck and Balders, and those are in the Pirouette family. Tur, all those are in the Rougette family.
Okay. They're in the Rougette family, but what do they actually do? They go around the Tur, or their friend?
I think it's from Tura and Tura. I think that some of them go outside of Udama, and they may be on this collection thing.
But they're basically siblings of one of the families.
They're siblings of the Lemminkainen and the Deesa.
Okay. So there's a lot of them.
There's only one fucker in all of hell. I mean, it's Lemminkainen, and he's the only one who actually makes children in hell. So he's the all-father to the Pirouette family and the Rougette family. He's the father of all the Rougette.
Right. The Tur and the Tura, they are his brothers.
They're all brothers and sisters in that family.
Okay.
They all have the same father.
So is that a title? I guess that's a title, right?
I guess it's a title, yeah.
So it's like first Tur, second Tur, something like that. If one dies, they move down or up the ladder. Okay. So, I mean, I know all the other stuff about the Tur, the hammer and the clitoris and Tur friend and the touring around. I got that part. Okay, let's see. Try to get something that's not like. Oh. I know Tur is one of the powers, I guess. Whatever that means. I guess.
Yeah.
But why is... We have Frey and Freya. I guess this is kind of a dumb question. But Frey and Freya are the powers. But we don't have Per and Ea. But that's the same thing, right?
Basically. Well, Peter and Ella is the English name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a name in root, we have a name in bond, and we have a name in English because the story comes in three languages.
Yeah. I get it. Per and Ea are Frey and Freya.
Yeah, Frey and Freya, Sampo and Aino, and Per and Ella.
Okay. So they are on that thing, that wheel of power, whatever it is. I had a question. I don't know how it'll come off, but see what you think about it. Why is, I guess it's kind of funny because Freya is one of the powers, but we have Ra. But Ra is not the king. His queen is Maia, but she's not one of the powers. Why isn't she one? Why is
Ra? Ra is actually, yeah, it's the king, but it's in the sperm and it's in the the sob of the woman. They both have Ra.
Oh. Oh my God! That's it. Okay. Yeah. actually, when I think about it, it sounds like almost all of them are, you know, because you got the sun, which has both male, female. You got the E, which could be male, female, Bach.
No, E is masculine.
But Kli, Taurus, Kli.
Yeah.
She has the E, like a little E or something.
Yeah, I guess you can, but usually E is masculine.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you just...
And Tour.
Ooh is female. And
right.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Anyway. Valkyrie. I already got the thing about the Valkyrie. The Valkyrie is the soul after. It's a female soul.
Also, when it leaves the ash and goes into the roots of the tree, also turns female.
Okay. I guess I should probably ask this question because I'm moving upward and this one's down at the bottom. That's another topic. But did Eeyore give instruction as to how to release the saga? It sounds like people were reluctant to write a book, but they finally recanted to do so. Is that
no? It was never supposed to be written.
Okay, so he didn't want us to write. He didn't want you to write the book, or
well, in the sense that there's a book that doesn't tell the saga, but it explains about the saga. You can write about the saga, you just can't really tell the saga. And the reason they didn't write the reason they never wrote it down was because if you write it down, then it's written down. You don't need to remember it anymore. You have a book. But if something happens to that book, it gets on fire or it gets lost or it gets burned, then the story's gone. So they never could write it down. They had to keep it in oral tradition.
Yeah.
Plus, the lot trying to explain linguistics is very difficult to explain linguistics in written form. It's much better to... It's in spoken form. So when we break a word down, you can do it writing, but it's very difficult.
Right.
Much easier to say, hey, clitorius, cli means to scratch or tickle. Leet means light or little. Re means again and again, and S means the sun. So if the woman will scratch her little tour, she can read the light of the sun. If you really break the word clitorius, so you right. can't really... It's much more difficult to explain that if you write it all down.
Yeah, the sounds you obviously can't. I've tried to read those pronunciation characters and I haven't really difficult. It's another language to learn. Let's see. This is back to the eight thing. About the, I guess you've heard of the Snorri Sturluson's nine worlds and the whole Viking mythology with the nine worlds, like the ice giants and the... You there? All right, we're back.
Yeah, we are. We're fading in and out a little bit. I didn't hear anything you just said.
Have you heard the about the Snorri Sturluson's prose Edda? And he has the he's got the nine worlds and whatnot. What about that? Does that have any compatibility?
Nothing.
It's just out to it's just
you know
out.
He was Snorri was a Catholic.
Oh.
So you know all these written Eddas and written. Things that these people study, they're all like post-Christian. You know, the saga has no Christianity, no religion influence at all. It's the only one like it.
Hmm.
Most of all the other ones are all, like Snorri is, he wrote that in the 13th century. Long, much a long time after, you know, he said pagan world was over with when he wrote that. He saved some names, but, you know, there's nothing about any nine worlds or any of that kind of stuff. And kind of like what they, these fucking Viking people on TV and all this stuff, you know, just full war, full this, full, and they just perverted everything.
Hmm. I wonder where they got the idea. Just made it up as he goes, I guess.
Yeah, I have no idea. There's nothing about any nine worlds. They have Midgard,
yeah.
Middle Earth, which is Middle Earth is hell. That's actually Middle Earth is.
Yeah.
It's where Valhalla is. That's the very middle of the.
Strange. Oh my God, this is going on a completely different topic. All right, anyway. I saw a video that some guy sued Eeyore for the land and took it from him. There was like some video online about that by some guy named Mojammo or something.
I think that was the bank we borrowed money from.
Oh. Then you got it back, right? I mean.
Oh, they auctioned it off, and some woman bought the house and the lower part where the beach is, and a friend in the saga bought the hill where the entrance to the temple is. So he's a yoga instructor there in Finland, Juha Javalainen, a friend of mine. And at the auction, when they were auctioning things off, he had a shoebox. But I don't know how much he paid for it, but it was a shoebox that he'd been collecting from his yoga classes. And he had just enough to go off, you know, to buy the top piece where the entrance to the cave is. So.
Wow.
Yeah, they auctioned off the whole place because we had no money to pay them back.
Okay. Interesting. But the excavation, I mean, how much excavation? I know you stopped in 1993 or something?
1990.
Wow. And since then, has there been much going on, or?
Not a lot. I think they went back in 96. The Norwegians came over and did a couple explosions, not much. And that was it. So just up until the last few summers, it's just been sitting there. And now we're back again. And there's a whole crew of people just waiting for this borders to open up to Finland, and they're ready to start again right now.
Okay. Let's see, another question. Wax used to be blue.
And they still are. If you really look at a black person in the light, what we call the really black, really look at them, they're blue. Their skin's blue.
But that wasn't Krishna, though. They were not talking about
us. No, we're talking about a race of people, the African people.
Yeah.
Black. We call blacks today.
Right.
Saga, we call them blues.
Uh-huh.
They're not black. They're like between a chocolate brown and a blue.
Oh.
But they're not really black.
Stay tuned to Ephemeral Radio as we go deeper into the saga with Jim Chesner in the future. More to come with Jim Chestner. Subscribe and become a member, basic or premium. Get access to the full 2 hours and video. In the second hour, we go into the Sun Shiva, the Sun Temple Waterlock, Maya the Queen, the Dios system, the major physical evidence favoring the saga, other pagan systems, cannibal, information hidden in the root language, baptism, the water of life, Jerusalem system, divan, immune system, energy, knowledge, who runs the world, our way of life, and the tribal system. Stay healthy, everyone. The top of 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 the top of
Thank you.